Over the past couple of weeks, we've featured interviews with the Democrats running for Congress in District 10 in Florida. Last week, when we spoke with Sam Simpson, our interview consisted mainly of her rebutting criticism of essentially sleazy campaigning that she was accused of. Those charges were made about her and fellow District 10 Democratic candidate Max Lynn by State Representative Rick Kreisman and the St. Petersburg Times editorial page about a couple of neighborhood meetings in the Azalea section of St. Petersburg regarding a toxic plume emanated from nearby Raytheon. Today, WMNF asked Sam Simpson about the issues and why she should be the Democrat to run against Republican C.W. Bill Young in November. Our first question was regarding health care.
I think my position on health care is to really ask the question, why is our country so sick? And I really think that we have to take a look at the additives that people are putting in their food. We have to look at genetically modified organisms. We have to really look at the FDA, the food industry. And yes, everybody would absolutely love to have single-payer health care. I don't particularly like universal health care. I don't want anybody telling me I have to have a vaccine. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners would agree if that's part of the package. But my idea on health is, why are we so sick? Why are 50% of our kids obese? Why is cancer increasing? Why is autism increasing? Let's really take a look at the underbelly of the food companies and the pharmaceutical companies that are pushing drugs on us and that are pushing food additives on us. And let's make that a component of understanding healthcare as well.
Well, in fact, on your website, samsimpson.com, you have a blog on there and you have a new posting we've seen today called Food by Monsanto. What's that all about?
Well, this is something that's been going on for, I guess, maybe since Dan Quayle and Bush's father used the term called, is it substantial equivalence? I think that's the term. They decided back in the 70s, 80s to begin to experimenting with our food, to begin experimenting with genetic modification of the food under the auspices of, well, there's a lot of hungry people in the world and this will increase crop yields and this sort of thing. But what's happened, Mitch, and it's absolutely frightening, and I'm glad you brought that blog up because people need to know, the Monsanto Corporation, and I'm new to some of these informations, the Monsanto Corporation owns corn, was working on owning the pig, the genetic structure of the pig. They're creating monsters in the sense of creating seeds that cannot create its own seed. And they're going around the world doing this. I mean, South America has a lot of fields of genetically modified products that will drift into through the stamen, going into other. We've pushed genetically modified corn in Mexico. Mexico is probably home of the greatest indigenous corn fields in the world. And we have the potential to destroy not only organic food, but this company owns it. This company actually owns life. Okay. And so what that means is with Iraqi farmers, we're saying, okay, buy our seed. Now, Iraqi farmers, when they had their own seed, they could plant it and seeds would reproduce from the plants that they grow. But they don't reproduce anymore. So it's kind of like controlling oil. I think it's attributed to Henry Kissinger. If you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control people. And there's real serious issues with our food supply worldwide, with our food supply in our grocery stores. And people need to be alert and awake as to what's going in that food. And the FDA is not our friend, Mitch.
We're speaking with Pinellas County Congressional candidate Sam Simpson. She's running for the District 10 seat on August 26th. Sam Simpson, let's talk about offshore drilling because the energy issue seems to get bigger and bigger every day. Republicans are really hammering this home that we need to drill off the shores of our coasts. The Democrats have argued pretty much as a party that we need to focus on alternative sources of energy. A CNN poll released earlier this week shows 69% of Americans do support drilling, and even a poll in Florida taken this week shows a surprising majority, 60% roughly, who also believe in this. Now, I guess I know we've heard Nancy Pelosi said the other day, you know, drilling won't do anything for 8 to 10 years and it'll only be a couple cents less a gallon of gas. But I guess my question to you, Sam Simpson, is why does the public in these polls anyway seem to be supporting this?
Well, I think that's social propaganda. I mean, I think when, and also, it, you know, they're saying it while people are struggling. People are really hurting. People are actually having a very, very difficult time, just like everybody we know, having a difficult time paying enormous prices, exorbitant prices for gasoline. So when people are hurting, they're easily kind of pushed into certain areas of thinking. And if we really wanted to lower the prices immediately, we'd release some of that supply in our strategic reserve. I mean, it's supply and demand. But, you know, I saw this big, huge plane take off as I was coming over here, and I got the feeling, that's an enormous plane. What is that? I think it was maybe Barack's plane. Wasn't he in town earlier?
Indeed, right now.
Okay. Okay, and I'm looking at this plane, and I'm looking at the thrust and all the genius that goes off in taking a plane, and I'm thinking about those stealth bombers, and I'm thinking about electrogravitics and all this R&D that goes into our defense industry, and I'm thinking, you know, there's all kinds of energy out there. There's all kinds of ways to move people, and there's all kinds of things that we don't know about because it's being hidden from us. So the last thing we need to do is to destroy the tourist industry in Florida and to drill any more. When I think of drilling, I almost think of like a lobotomy, you know, going into the earth. I mean, we hear all of this about safe drilling. I don't buy it. It's manipulation. It's propaganda. In 1910, Ford and Edison had it all figured out with electric cars, and you go downtown and you plug your car in. Oil and gas came in to this world back in the 1910, 1915, and decided we were going to have that in our country. So they're going to control that. So when you control a commodity, you can force the people to pay whatever price you want. Now, understanding that doesn't immediately eliminate that young person who's, you know, trying to get a job and trying to get their car filled to go to the gas station. But drilling is certainly not going to help. I'd fight it with all my heart.
The president signed a massive housing bill this week that essentially bails out the shareholders of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, I certainly understand why these companies cannot fail. It would be, you know, really huge on our really struggling economy right now. But to a lot of people, Sam Simpson's, it reeks of corporate welfare. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, it is. All these free marketers touting, you know, gee, I don't want any regulation. I don't want any regulation. And, you know, Reagan comes in and deregulates everything. And all of a sudden, in a real world, things go up and things go down, but they can't lose. So it's socialization when they're losing, and it's capitalism when they're winning. I think, you know, we're going to have to really, and we might have an opportunity depending upon what happens. You know, greed, Mitch, you know, you can't really stop greed with a law necessarily, but a little regulation would be a very, very good thing. Remember, also in that bill, every mortgage broker has to be fingerprinted, and every credit card transaction goes to the IRS. So there are more things in that bill. And I've read where it's really not that many homeowners that are going to be helped. It's mostly, you know, the corporations and the investors. So, you know, I'm really sick of my tax dollars going to bail out people who aren't willing to truly take risks. And we really need to take a look at the banking system and the fractional reserve banking system. I mean, our country's built on a sense of debt. For example, I'm going to buy a house, and here's the house, and you're going to give me this money. But it's not really money. It goes into the computer. And then let's say the house is $60,000. Well, they can loan $600,000 off my $60,000 house. The fractional reserve banking system, we need to work on that, and we need to figure out a way where people are more important than corporations. Right now, Congress is representing the pharmaceuticals, the telecommunications, the oil and gas, the defense industry. What about me and you? You know, what about me and you?